Hi, I'm Anika, and you're listening to Beyond Sheep-Based. I am back. It doesn't seem like I've gone, but I've pre-recorded so many podcast episodes, and I'm genuinely proud of myself. I think while I'm away on a vacation, I'm going to try to get out 2 podcast episodes a week. So don't quote me on that, okay? But just follow my Instagram for any updates and stuff. Beauty with Bodden. 2 D's on the Bodden. Alas, it feels like a lifetime, though, since I've recorded, because I genuinely do not usually record podcast episodes during the day. I'm very much a night owl. For some reason, I really wanted to make, like, a bird noise, like, caw, caw. Anyways, I was reflecting last night, as one does. Maybe you don't reflect. I don't know. I'm not really sure the type of people who like listen to my podcast, but I'm very much a reflection, sentimental gal. And I was just thinking about a situationship. I wouldn't really call it a situationship, but I was just like thinking how much like progress I've made in the last like 2 years alone, like the personal growth. And it's crazy. You know, sometimes it feels like you're stagnant, you're not moving. Like, it's not that you're not going forward, you're going forward, but it doesn't seem like you're going at the same pace that everyone else is. And then something just kind of like hits you and you're like, whoa, me a little while ago would not have handled that the same way that I am handling it now. And I definitely had one of those moments and I was like, okay. I'm here for it. You know, as much as people are like, Nika, don't go back to them. You know, something better is coming. Maybe something better is coming. But I think it's a part of healing and stuff to kind of not always blame other people. You know, when you're younger and things don't work out, I can only really speak for myself. When I was younger and things didn't work out, my thing to do would definitely be to like blame the other party involved. Like, oh, it was his fault. Like, it didn't work out. Like, he was the only one who didn't do this, that, the next. And maybe that was the case, but like also he didn't do it and I accepted it. So is he really the only person at fault here? No. And that's the thing with like accountability. I'm not really into cancel culture. I'm into accountability culture, but also like you can't help people who don't want to be helped. And a lot of the time, sometimes people just don't think they're the problem and they don't take ownership. And it's a slippery slope when you have like one person who is always like taking ownership for things that they didn't necessarily do wrong. It's tricky because it's just like, well, someone needs to own up and fess up, and then you kind of just move forward. Am I talking about a specific situation with someone that I was friends with? Yeah. And for a long time when I was younger, I felt like really shitty about like, oh, you don't have like long-term, you know, besties and all that kind of stuff. But I do think you grow out of things with people. And sometimes people are only meant to be in your life for a season. You know, is it a blessing? Is it a lesson? Ooh, spitting rhymes here, but that really is like the, oh, I sounded like my grandpa there. It's something that just comes up and it's like brought up. And it sounds horrible to say that there were times where I knew like, this person's probably not going to be around for like the rest of my life. Not in a bad way. It's just like, I just don't know. And you know what? Maybe there was a part of me that realized, like, I don't want this type of relationship anymore. Like, I was okay with accepting it then, but I'm not okay with accepting it now. And that's okay. But like, that's not a problem. This is like part of me, you know, growing up and not being a chronic pleeple. What is a pleeple? A people pleaser. And like, it's okay to tell people that they disappointed you and then they let you down. You know, it's not a bad thing. I hate that like I was made out to feel like the bad guy for being like, you keep making promises that you can't keep. And honestly, a lot of this, and I was saying to my bestie and my mom, I was saying you know, when it comes to inconsistency and absence, I truly think the part that hurts most is the inconsistency. Absence, I can deal with. You know, like if you're not there, you're not there. You know, you can't, you can make up those scenarios and like those hypothetical situations, but inconsistency is awful, especially when people make promises and like hype things up and like put things on pedestals. And then, you know, all of a sudden, they're not there. They're not doing it anymore. And then when you say that and you like express that, you're like, but you said this. It's like, oh, well, like you're making me out to be someone I'm not. And it's just like, but you said it. You put it there. You put these ideas into my head. I didn't put them there. You put them there. And now I'm like trying to navigate and deal with them. And I'm over it. We are not settling for crumbs when we want the whole damn cake. And I'm just fully in my inconsistency, and absence has no place in my life. No place. Like, we're adults now. It wasn't even cute when we were in high school and stuff, but I'm realizing now, like, you're an adult. It's kind of, you know, like, you try to justify it, like, oh, this is just who I am. Is it who you are, or is just no one called you out on it? That's some tea. That's some real tea here. Ooh, like, we're just spitting facts and things, and I'm feeling a little uncomfortable, you know? You know that moment when you're like, oh, crap, like, what the hell is going on? That's me right now, because I'm like, whoa, shots fired. Yeah. Overall, though, I'm just kind of, no more inconsistency. No more inconsistency. When I said we were standing on business, I really am coming through with standing on business. Also, I just had like time to recollect on some stuff just like between last night and this morning. And I think the inconsistencies have been there. And I realize if you're like listening, you're probably like, who is this about? Like, who is she talking about? Whoever these people and this person is, like, she probably did some stuff too. And I'm not saying that I probably didn't do things that like frustrated them or annoyed them or irritated them, all of this kind of stuff. But it's definitely just one of those things and times where I'm like, hey, I take ownership. I'm not always the perfect friend. I'm not always the best friend, but I try to show up and show out when people do need me, when they want to feel seen, when they want to feel heard, when they want and need that. Heaven forbid you ask for it back. Heaven forbid you're like, hey, you know what? Like, as my friend, I really need this out of a friendship. And also, this is my thing with like relationships and friendships. It's just like, you're not asking for too much. You're just asking the wrong type of people and the inconsistent type of people and the people who you're just not a priority to them. And I'm not saying that like you need to put your friends absolutely before yourself. It's giving girl boss gaslight with the situation I had. At some point in time, I'm finally going to talk about the whole situation of why this podcast is like a solo podcast with guests, but we're not quite there yet. But there is definitely like those times and places where you think like this person is never going to be what I need out of a friendship. Like they fill my cup, but again, it's an inconsistent fill. Like they're there sometimes, they're there one time, they're gone the next. It's a lot. And truly, sometimes I just don't want to put up with other people's shit. Heaven forbid you say that and like you keep it real. And I think it surprises a lot of people because they're like, oh, like you are so chill. Like nothing seems to bother you. I feel as if like you kind of just start to choose as like the quiet person. It doesn't seem like I'm quiet, but like I told you, usually when I'm like recording these, it's just me and the cats. But you pick and choose like when it's worth your time to say something to someone about someone, all of that, not about someone, but like you pick and choose like when you're going to say stuff, because like sometimes it's just not worth it. It's genuinely not worth expressing your feelings, talking about them, and then kind of to be like, oh, okay, there you go again. There she goes again. You know, you start to feel crazy and then you start to gaslight yourself because you're like, am I the problem? Is it only me? And then I think the best feeling is when someone validates everything that you have been feeling. You know, you start to say something and they're like, no, like everything you felt was right. It's okay. Oh my goodness. It's like, there's something else. There's something else. There's no other feeling quite like validation. And call me crazy, I've never bought store-bought pesto. I mean, I have bought store-bought pesto. Hopefully you get that reference. But it's one of those things where I think, oh my gosh. And I get it. As you get older, you start to get busier. I kind of wish I was like laying down on my bed, like chit-chatting with you guys, but I'm sitting at my desk. I'm kind of like debating on sitting on the floor. Yeah, I know, I'm a floor person. But as you get older, you like start to realize we're all busy. We have lives, we do stuff, but it's really about just taking that extra time. And this is what I'm saying about absence and, you know, inconsistency. Not every friend needs to be like a you speak every day friend. However, I think it's normal and healthy to want to have like some sort of social interaction where, yeah, you do like talk to people every single day, all of those types of things. Because like, I don't know, you're lonely. You're kind of in your head. Like you have a job, and I think especially for being like a content creator and an esthetician, like a lot of the time I'm like by myself everything is dropping. We're making a mess. But you are like by yourself kind of filming things. Sure, you go to events and stuff, but you need human interaction to survive. And without it, I don't know, you start to go a little insane. And, oh gosh, I don't know, solitude is nice. And I think that's something I experienced like during the pandemic. I was okay with like not going out and seeing people, but then I also realized like, frick, I kind of missed interacting with people and hanging out with friends. And I think I miss that as an adult, the sleepovers, the vibes, all of that kind of stuff. I miss it. You know, a girl's night is so necessary and needed, and it doesn't even have to cost money. Like, I get it. We are all out here struggling. Maybe you're not. But we're trying to make the most of it. We're trying to make do. Rent is due. Bills are due. Everything's due. It seems like one thing after the next, one wave after the next wave. So it's just like those little moments when you have a girl's night and you're like giggling and laughing about the dumbest things. And like sometimes it's not even that funny. 99% of the time is really not that funny. But in that moment, you feel so good. Like your cup is filled. You're happy. You're vibing. You just really, it fills what you kind of need. And like you forget that you don't have to be serious all the time. Again, the hypocrisy in everything is me saying that you don't have to be serious all the time, literally being the most serious person. And yeah. Like, oh my gosh, Nika, really? But it's that. Like you figuratively and hypothetically let your hair down. You're giving your, you know, feel the rain on your skin. You're swinging your hair. Is it swinging your hair? Why do I never feel like I understand like English language kind of terminology? I think it's you swing your hair. Anyways, you do something with your hair and you're kind of just like in the moment. Those like spontaneous type of vibes where, yes, you're an adult, but like you get to be a kid again. You heal that little inner part of yourself. And I think it's tough when like you really need that and you don't want to be the person to ask for it. Like you hate that kind of like begging someone to you don't want to beg people to hang out. You don't want to beg them to like make time for you. You kind of just want it to be like, even if it's just like a, hey, I'm thinking of you type of text and message. Just so you know, like, oh wait, I know they're busy, but like they're still thinking about me. They want to catch up, XYZ, versus you just constantly like reaching out and messaging and messaging and messaging, no response back, just being ignored. And I get it. Like people are always, this is why I have a love-hate relationship with TikTok. Everyone's like, people don't owe their time to you. They don't. But at the same time, like as a friend, I feel like it's just common courtesy. If you're busy, just say, hey, I'm busy right now. Like I will get back to you when I can. But like right now I can't respond to you. I think that's okay. Just like communicate. But how the hell are people supposed to know if you don't say anything? Hypocrisy in all of this. Yeah. I don't even know really what the whole thing, this whole episode really is, but I will say, like, you don't have to accept people's inconsistencies. Like, if you want more, you can absolutely ask for more. And yeah, you don't have to accept it. And that's okay. And don't feel bad about it. It can be lonely. I think that is a part that no one really talks about, is the solitude and the loneliness when like you don't want to accept breadcrumbs from people anymore. And like you start to realize like it isn't making me happy. It's not contributing to the person I want to be and like the vibe I'm trying to go for. It's lonely as hell. Do not let anyone fool you and like glamorize like, oh, the growth, you know, it's necessary sometimes. Yeah. But it takes a lot. It takes a lot to pull yourself together and pull yourself out of it. And if you don't have anyone, you isolate yourself even more. And like, how do you get yourself out of it? You know? I don't know. You're listening to Beyond Sheepface podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Beyond Sheepface. You can find my beauty, lifestyle, skincare, Instagram, and TikTok at Beauty with Bodden. Thanks so much for listening. Can't wait for the next episode to drop.